This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur near Ahmedabad in Gujarat today morning. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A report from our correspondent.
In a shining example of a Make in India initiative success, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and flag off the Suzuki's first global strategic battery electric vehicle, BEV, manufactured in India. These Made in India BEV are set to be exported to more than 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM will also launch the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at Gujarat-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. This joint venture is expected to accelerate the domestic manufacturing and drive innovation in clean energy technologies. Interestingly, over 80% of battery's value will now be locally produced, which will boost India's green manufacturing footprint. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Kodal Dham ground in Ahmedabad.
दुनिया में आर्थिक स्वार्थ वाली राजनीति सब कोई अपना करने में लगा है उसे हम भली भांति देख रहे हैं। मैं अहमदाबाद की धरती से अपने लघु उद्यमियों से कहूंगा, मेरे छोटे छोटे दुकानदार भाई बहनों से कहूंगा, मेरे किसान भाइयों से कहूंगा, मेरे पशुपालक भाई बहन से कहूंगा, मेरे देश के लघु उद्यमी हो, किसान हो, पशुपालक हो, हर किसी के लिए मैं आपको बार बार वादा करता हूँ, मोदी के लिए आपके ही सर्वोपरि है। मेरी सरकार लघु उद्यमियों का, किसानों का, पशुपालकों का कभी भी अहित नहीं होने देंगी।
India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sithibeni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities and tackle terrorist recruitment. Union Finance Ministry has introduced a one-time, one-way switch facility from the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme UPS to the National Pension System NPS. According to an official notification, this facility is available to UPS subscribers up to 1 year before their superannuation or 3 months before voluntary retirement. The government has set up three high-level committees to celebrate the 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and tribal icon Birsa Munda and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. According to the Union Culture Ministry, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the chairman of all the three committees. The committee is tasked to approve plans, programs, supervise and guide the commemoration ceremony across the country. The Election Commission of India has announced that it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar, with 7 days still remaining in the claims, objections and documents period under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in the state. Atal Pension Yojana APY has achieved a milestone by crossing 8.11 crore subscribers as of 21st of this month, with more than 1.17 crore new subscribers enrolled in financial year 2024-25. In badminton, India's HS Pranoy is set to begin his campaign at the BWF World Championships in Paris today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.